ownership in a volunteer-led organization is paramount. A leadership style that leverages collective decision-making can seem risky, yet volunteer buy-in is definitely worth it. I think it's fair to say people stay where they have say. Simply ask key volunteers to provide like a process improvement analysis on a given Sunday or Wednesday. They're probably waiting to share it. They may see our check-in process as clunky and inefficient. What if you could tap into people's ability to see how things could be improved? But listen, I get it. Not all of us want to turn over the reins, right? I mean, I want to be in control at some level. Foolishly, though, we think that we feel threatened by asking other people how we could make things better, make them changed or improve. Collective decision-making is definitely risky, but I'll give you that. However, a lone ranger leadership style is a super, super lonely place to be. One time, I opened up a fortune cookie to discover like this ultra profound statement that shaped my life. A fortune cookie, it read this: diplomacy is the art of letting someone else have your way. Think about that. Through clear vision casting, we can actually be the driving force of leadership, and yet through our winsome leadership, our followers can embrace an idea, whose inception and whose outcomes that idea was actually mine to begin with, but they think that it's theirs. It's a very powerful thing when a group of people chooses to pursue a direction that you could have dictated. Allowing someone to place their very own skin in the game will not only cause them to stay longer, you'll likely get more out of them. People stay where they have say, create buy-in, provide opportunities for ownership, allow for influence.